Hey, beloved, welcome back. I am so happy you're here. Listen, are you struggling to believe God? Are you struggling to trust Him and to take Him at His word? Is your faith running low? Have you been worrying or struggling with anxiety about whether God will come through for you? If so, grab a note taker, a pen, and meet me back here. You do not want to miss what I'm about to share. Hey, beloved. Have you been feeling stagnant and defeated in your walk with God? Do you wish you could move beyond the hurt and disappointments of your past? Are you desiring to have an intimate relationship with God, one where you know His voice and can receive guidance daily? Finally, do you wish you could believe and trust in Him so that you no longer lived in constant worry and doubt? If so, you're in the right place. I'm Pamela Dupree, a certified Christian life coach and mindset coach. Each week, I'll provide you with practical tips and biblical teachings to help you experience the faith and enter the rest God desires for you to have. So let's get into it. Hey, beloved, thank you again for joining me. So today, let's talk about trusting that comes through intimacy. Trusting that comes through intimacy. But before we do, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come before your throne of grace boldly. Thank you, God, that we can approach your throne and that we can receive answers to all of our questions. In Jesus' name, amen. So just to recap, when I say intimacy, because you'll hear me use that word all throughout this podcast, when I say intimacy, I am not referring to anything sexual in nature. I am referring to spiritual intimacy with God, a close, private, and personal relationship. Remember, God desires to have an intimate relationship with you. He desires to have an intimate relationship with each of His children. 1 Peter 5:6-7, and I'm reading from the King James Version, says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." The NLT version says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." The NIV version says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." Now, in these passages of Scripture, instructions were given to the elders and to the parishioners on how they should behave and treat each other. And in these verses, instructions are given that we should humble ourselves under God's mighty hand and cast all our care, worries, and anxiety onto Him. Do you know that it takes humility and trust to do things God's way? It takes humility and trust to cast all our care, worries, and anxiety onto God. In the 5th verse, we're told to clothe ourselves with humility and that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So in this verse, you see the words humility and humble. I believe that humility is realizing that you need God. Humility is realizing that you need God. I believe that to be humble means you have moved from simply realizing you need God to being dependent on Him. Dependent on Him. So to be clothed with humility, to live with the understanding that you need Him, and when you are humble, you are dependent on Him. This is who God gives grace to. He gives grace to the humble, the one who is dependent on Him. And what is grace? His unmerited favor, that which none of us deserve. Now, when we talk about being dependent on anyone, this means we rely on, lean on, count on for support or provision. God wants us to be dependent on Him. This is why He told us in verse 7, cast, give to me, cast all your cares, your worries, your anxiety, anything that concerns you, give it to God. Why? Because He cares for us. He wants to take care of us as His dependents. Remember, it takes both humility and trust to do things God's way. It takes trust to cast our care onto God, our worries, anxiety, and anything that concerns us. And it takes trust. Trust is believing in the reliability, strength, or power of another. So why don't people cast all their cares on God? Ask yourself, why don't you cast all your care, your anxiety, your worries, anything that concerns you, why don't you cast all of it, all of your cares, all of your worries, your fears, your anxieties, why don't you cast it all onto God? I believe that when we don't cast it onto God, that is because we don't trust Him. There is a lack of trust somewhere. So let's go back to verse 6. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." It does not say, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and God will humiliate you." It does not say God will cause you to feel ashamed or to bring you to injury. I believe that when there is a lack of trust in God, it is because there is a fear that God will humiliate you, or that God will not come through with His word. He will not keep His promise, and you will be without, and you will feel ashamed because you don't trust Him. Listen, that is not the God who we serve. And I understand that it sounds so simple, but again, it takes humility and trust to do things God's way. And it is very difficult to trust someone who you do not have an intimate relationship with. And again, intimate, I'm not referring to sexual, but I mean a close relationship, a personal relationship where you know that individual and they know you. It is difficult to trust someone who you don't have an intimate relationship with. That's why this is called trusting through intimacy. Do you see how this all goes back to intimacy with God? The more time you spend with the person, the more you know that individual. It's the same with God. The more time you spend with God, the more time you spend in His presence, whether that's through prayer, reading the Word, the more time you spend with Him, the more you get to know Him, the more you'll begin to hear His voice and recognize His voice, the more you will find out that God is trustworthy, that God is integral, that God keeps His promise. He keeps His word. The more time you spend with Him, the more you'll come to know just how much He loves you, and He only wants the best for you. But it's difficult to feel that way about someone you don't know. The more time you spend with God, the more you will come to trust Him. It takes humility and trust to do things God's way. Humility and trust to do things God's way. He has told us to cast all our care upon Him, for He cared for us. You will not do that without humility and trust, and you will not trust Him if you don't know Him. If you've not been reading your word, I encourage you, just like I encourage you with prayer, start spending time in the word of God. Even if it's just 5 minutes, start there. Do that every day. Make a commitment to do that, to be consistent. Start with what's doable. Don't try to start where you see someone else at, because they didn't start there. When it comes to prayer, again, start with 5 minutes. Do what's doable for you. It will grow over time. Consistency is the key. And starting where you are is also the key. God will meet you where you are, okay? Listen, I hope something that was said has encouraged or inspired you to be more intimate with God. Be more intentional about getting to know Him so that you can trust Him. Until next time, be blessed, beloved. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a perfect time to do so. The Word of God says, "If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." It's a simple prayer. You can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is your only begotten Son, that He died for my sins, and that you raised Him from the grave. I ask that you come into my heart. I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name,
I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out. EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. That's Pamela with two L's, Dupree with two E's. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast would not be possible without you. If you found what you heard helpful, be sure to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. And as always, we can stay connected by visiting PamelaDupree.com. You can also find Enter His Rest on Facebook and IG, or you can email EnterHisRest@PamelaDupree.com. See you soon.